All right, and that was Exits. Thank you very much, guys, for dropping this album off. Right now, oh, I can keep it right on. Oh, I will keep that. Thank you very much. Right now, we have a special interview going on here. We got the boys of Thompson Highway. They're gonna come and talk about their just released EP. Is that right, guys?
Yeah, it's just kind of a little baby tour. We haven't been on tour yet, and we don't have anybody that plans our tour, so we're just kind of figuring it out all ourselves.
Lessons to be learned, that's definitely. Yeah. But also, you know, for the fun of it, being able to go out with the boys and just kind of have some time to go play our music for a few other people around Alberta and enjoy ourselves. We got a week, so we'll hopefully be in the mountains, do a little bit of shredding on the last...
Shred some gnar.
Shred some pow, hopefully, last week before those mountains close, so... Are you going to hop on the tour with us, Jeff? Do a little broadcasting live? What are you thinking, buddy? Maybe?
Where you guys go, that'd be awesome.
I think
not to mention snowboarding and all that.
Absolutely.
You know, that's the way tours go. Like, you do the promotion, you do all the work, but it's also a lot of fun. You get to hang out with the boys, go see some different places, and always put on some new shows.
Definitely.
We got your album all lined up here. Do you guys, I don't know what the first track is. Do you guys want to introduce it? We'll play a couple of songs here.
First track is All I Got Left. It's just kind of a song we came together and wrote. Rob did an acoustic bit for it about a year ago, and I kind of came up with some lyrics one night standing in line waiting to go to the Y. I don't know where my...
the most creative place in the world.
Yeah, don't know where my mind was at, but I think I sent Aaron a text at 2:30 in the morning saying... I'm in the belly of the beast where the vultures feast, and it kind of just went from there, so...
And it was written.
Yeah, and it was written.
So it was, yeah. Yeah. All right, what's the name of this track we're going to be playing right here?
This is All I Got Left.
All right, here we go. All I Got Left, live from the pawn shop, and on the internet, go away, that's it.
Rock and roll.
debut album. We're down here live at the Pawn Shop doing a little bit of interview with our boys Thompson Highway. Why don't we go around and introduce the band here, guys? Is everybody here tonight?
We're short two members tonight, but hot mic. We'll get it. We'll get it by the next turnaround. No, short two members tonight. But I'll introduce myself. I'm Dan McNeil, lead vocals.
Zam de Los Angeles, harmonica percussion.
Rob Gatto, guitar.
And Aaron Margetish, guitar.
Right on, there we go.
And the other two members, are Von Grandma Goose Gonziola. He's the percussionist. And we got Brandon Fatass, Lunch Lady Thiessen as well.
Now that you mention it.
He's the bass player.
Well, too bad those guys couldn't make it open.
Too bad. That's their actual names, though.
First certificate, certified.
So you guys have a show in Edmonton coming up here pretty soon, or is it just going to be taken on the road?
Yeah, the next show we got is actually the Sonic Band of the Month show. We are playing on the bill with acts such as Stone Iris and Mating and the Beat Creeps. We're opening the night out. Stone Iris is actually the feature Sonic Band of the Month for the month of March.
March.
Yeah.
For March.
Yeah. Super, super, super excited to be on the bill for that one. It's going to be a wicked night for sure.
Hells yeah. We've worked with Stone Iris and those guys in the past, and it's always a good show.
Yeah.
Deadly group of guys.
Cool. Let's go back into your second track here off your EP. What's the name of this one here?
The next song we're going to we had on there is called Slow Your Roll. This is a song I wrote about a good friend of mine. Her name was Simone. She liked to party.
Is Simone
still alive? Yeah,
she's still alive. Yeah, she liked to party pretty hard, but I think a couple years ago when we were in the heyday, God bless her soul, she definitely inspired me to write this song, and I think it was just about going really fast, and she liked to ski both summer and winter, so I just thought about it one day, said, baby, you need to slow your roll, and thus Slow Your Roll had been born, so.
And here we are,
yeah. And she's still alive, doing good, and Simone,
saw her today, actually.
I love you, yeah, we did see her today, actually, yeah.
Well, shout out to Simone, then.
Shout out to Simone.
Right on. Well, this is Slow Your Roll by Thompson Highway. We're live down at the Pawn Shop for Homegrown Tuesdays, playing local music all night, and here we go.
Why are you trying to hide? The devil's down inside, laying in your bed. Demons in your head, stealing all your dreams, screaming like a fiend. I've seen your kind before, girl. All you want is bones. Oh, baby, slow your roll, slow it down, baby. Slow your roll, just a little. Slow your roll, slow it down, baby. Slow your roll, just a little. Looking for the thrill, you're going exalted. You're looking for the chance, you'll be beginning to dance. You play a wicked game, just to stimulate the brain. You sing the song to me, girl, this is what I see. So baby, slow your roll, slow it down. Baby, slow your roll, just a little. Slow your roll, slow it down.
Swimming in your brain, so baby, slow your roll.
Highway with the track Slow Your Roll. Yeah, we're down here live at the Pawn Shop for Homegrown Tuesdays, and we're here with Thompson Highway. Awesome track. I've seen that live, and I always enjoy it, guys. It's really good.
You Thank you very much. Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to part of the writing of that track. It's some of that writing's got to go to Corbin Reku Biki, or however the hell you
Close
say
enough.
His name. Korbanovici.
That sounds about right.
Korbanovici, if you're listening, thanks for helping us out with that one.
Right on. Well, that was you guys had a 3-track EP, kind of a demo right there. Do you guys have plans for a full-length album coming out anytime soon?
Yeah, well, this is our first experience in the studio, and we decided to take some baby steps. We're going to release a full-length in September. Hopefully, we're going to lay our bed tracks as soon as our next show is finished. But it was a really great experience, just on the production side. I know we're definitely a fledgling band. I know this is our first time, I think all of us as a rock group or whatever. But it was it's been a really cool experience on the production side, like, you know, like really breaking things down, trying to make things a bit more sophisticated. Like when we started out, our bass player didn't know how to play bass. He's still learning. Because he's fat.
Because you're fat, buddy. Sorry. It's my mic. It's hot. We love you, Brandon.
Yeah, cool. It's been a great learning experience.
Well, like, you know, playing shows and jamming and all that, it's a much different environment being in the studio and putting it together and going over it over and over again. And, you know, I guess that's all part of it. But, the material always comes out very nice in this track. This album's very good, guys.
Yeah, thanks.
I really like it.
Well, like we said, we recorded the album with Stone Iris, Camel Corn Productions.
Records, yeah.
Yeah, and it was really...
At the Stone Iris Studio?
At the Stone Iris Studio.
At the Iris Den.
Pretty nerve-wracking because, you know, I hold them in quite high esteem. And, you know, when you're trying to lay something down and it's not going well, you're like, fuck. I really should have my shit together.
But, hats off, too. As Rob said, it was a learning experience for us being in the studio for the first time, and the patience and the guidance that they had for us while we were working with them. So not only just learning, you know, the moves of what to do when it comes to recording, there was, you know, the patience aspect. So big shout out to Stone Iris for, you know, being the mentors that they are, the friends and the brothers. And again, extremely excited to play with them on Thursday.
Absolutely. Well, I've worked with Stone Iris in the past, as I have with you, and those are the guys, fantastic. Always a pleasure, and we always look forward to their albums coming out as well. So this last track off your album, you guys want to introduce it here?
Well, Zam wrote this one.
Yeah, I wrote this song. It's pretty much just basically staying optimistic. Basically, if everything crumbles around you, just fucking stand your ground. That's pretty much it.
Is that like a Ringo track, a Zam track coming at you?
I don't know. Yeah, for every 5 songs everybody writes, I write 1, I guess. I don't know. That seems to be the trend.
Pretty solid.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, that's good to hear.
I'm just glad everybody likes them and stuff, so yeah, I'm thankful for that.
All right, well, here we go with the Ringo track off the album. what's it called again, one more time?
The song's called Tides.
Tides, here we go. Thompson Highway live from the Pawn Shop and on GorillaRadio.ca. We'll be right back. EP. Very well, very good, guys. That was awesome.
Yeah, thanks, man. That was a lot of fun.
Thanks a lot,
Jeff. Boogie, thank you very much for coming down. You are definitely our first interview here at Homegrown Tuesdays. Hopefully, we'll have
some. Oh, really? No way.
In the future. Well, we've had some in the studio, but this is the first one on location interview. We've never
on location. That's so cool.
Very cool. Thanks, brother.
It's an honor. That's cool.
Well, I'm glad you guys were a part of that. And tell me, what's the next show? The people out there listening, where can they see Thompson Highway at next?
They can see us once again at the Starlight Lounge this coming up Thursday, March 28th. Tickets are available at yeglive.ca. That's Yeg Live. Yeg Live.
.ca.
.ca.
Or, again, find the bands, you know, on Facebook, whatever it is.
Yeah,
Stone Iris, Mayday and the Beat Creeps, Thompson Highway.
Yeah, hit us up on Facebook. It's facebook.com/Thompson Highway.
We'll
let us know if you need a ticket. We were driving around all day today delivering tickets. So
noon to 7 o'clock.
Noon to 7, yeah. So we have no problem coming right to your front door and dropping off some tickets if you guys need to come and check it out. Yeah. And, I think that pretty much, that's about it. Oh, wait, Rob.
That's Thompson Highway. They'll come right to your door for your tickets. That's how much they
care. We're not trying to say we're desperate. We just say we love you. That's all.
Yeah. One request.
It's love.
Can you lay down some of that Striker I see on your fucking table here?
Props to some homegrown metal.
I had some RC Syndicate lined up, but I mean, requests are requests, so.
Funny thing about RC Syndicate, and I'm actually playing a show with them this Saturday.
Oh, you don't say.
What do you say? Yeah, I still want to hear some Striker, but RC Syndicate, too, if you want to come check them out this Saturday at the Haven Social Club. We're going to be playing. It's for Full House Events' third anniversary, I think. Yeah, and they're going to be headlining the show, and I'll be finishing the night off. It's a 30s-themed party.
30s-themed?
30s-themed, yeah.
So you say, like, get on the trolley and stuff?
Get on the trolley.
Wear your suspenders, whatever it is.
Rickets. I don't know. What else is the 30s?
Whatever.
And RC is a good group and a good friend of ours, so these guys lay some wicked tracks down.
Who's that?
RC Syndicate,
Okay, so is it going to be Strikers or RC Syndicate? Guys?
Striker. Then some RC.
Definitely, Striker. Yeah. Hold on to
Striker. And then we'll come back with some
definitely.
Syndicate.
Yeah, right on. Well, thank you very much.
Cool, thanks a lot, Jeff.
Pleasure. Yeah, no problem.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah.
Right on.
Thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome. And that was Thompson Highway for our first interview at Homegrown Tuesdays live at the pawn shop.
Bonnie says hi.
We'll be back. We're going over to some Striker now. And thanks one more time to Thompson Highway. Be sure to check them out online on Facebook and on Twitter as well. Here we are with Striker off their album, Arm to the Teeth.